discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square, and finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Can you remember when you were 23? If you were like most of us, you were probably just starting to figure things out. Maybe getting your feet wet in one of your first jobs or even finishing up school. But today, we go on the road with a young woman who at 23 has already become a nationally celebrated musician. Lauren Daigle has crafted songs like First and How Can It Be that have shot to the top of CCM charts and earned her recognition for her talent, her fresh, soulful sound, and the wealth of meaning behind her songs. Yet the path to success for Lauren hasn't always been breezy. We'll discover how she's faced challenges from her health to her career and how God has used them to bring her to where she is today. And so our warmest welcome to you, Lauren. Thank you so much for sharing some of your time with us today here on Faith Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, with the album release this spring, Lauren, and all the work that you do with your church, I mean, it sounds like you don't have any trouble staying busy. How have you been and what have you been up to?
Oh, it has been, busy is the right word. It has been such a busy season, just going all over, living on the road. So many people ask me, where are you from? Where do you live? And I'm like, I'm from Louisiana, but technically I live on a tour bus. But we just finished the Outcry tour, which was absolutely incredible. Just really, it brought the church at large together because we had people from Hillsong, Jesus Culture, Bethel, Passion, all of these churches. Carrie was there. It was pretty amazing. All of these churches from around the globe coming together for several nights in different cities across our nation. And it was really just beautiful to see the hand of God moving throughout the church and encouraging the local church to show what the global church looks like. It was just a beautiful picture, a beautiful reminder of the times that we're living in, that the bride is rising up, you know, that she's becoming stronger. A lot of times we're told that the church is falling or the church is, you know, going under.
Right.
But it was just a beautiful time of remembering that the church is thriving and is full of health and life and is still in full motion, because how can the bride of Christ die? Like, it's not possible, you know? So it was just a beautiful time together, and I got to grow so much on that tour. And now we're switching gears a little bit, and I'm on the Air One tour, and it's been so much fun. We're out here with 3 for 3, NF, Finding Favor, David Crowder, and myself. And it's just so neat to get to hear some of these new bands out, hear the sounds that they're coming out with, and just making new friends. It's been such a fun time. So
I'm sure it has been busy for you. Well, people hear you talk, and you've got the fun accent, and there's a soulful flair to your music as well. So tell folks where you're from and kind of how that's impacted who you are and the sound of your music as well.
Absolutely. I'm from South Louisiana, so I can turn on that Cajun accent pretty thick. But I'm from there, and we grew up listening to all sorts of music, but Cajun Zydeco music is definitely one of the primary genres, if you will, in South Louisiana. And I don't think it considered a genre. It's really just more of our culture, you know?
Sure.
Passed down from generation to generation. It'd be like grandfathers sitting on the porch with their grandchildren, teaching them how to play the washboards and the accordion, things like that. So we grew up with this really rooty, soulful sound, totally organically, because that was our culture. And as well as the blues and jazz and soul music that comes out of New Orleans. So we were surrounded by some really, really good music, and I definitely I definitely think and know that it impacted my sound for sure.
Lauren Daigle is with us. She's a chart-topping Christian music artist with a great story of faith and perseverance, and this is On the Road for Faith Radio, and I'm Ryan Thomas. When we talk about your beginnings in making music and singing, I understand, too, that your church choir played a central role for you as well.
Yes, absolutely. Whenever I was 16 years old is when I joined the church choir, and it was funny because I wasn't even sure if I could sing. I was pretty nervous about it, honestly, and it wasn't like an audition kind of thing, but my mom had walked up to our music director and said, I think my daughter can sing. She really wants to start singing in the church choir. I'm not sure how to do that, but... If you want someone else, she's there. And he came up to me and said, okay, your mom tells me that you sing. I want to hear you. And I was like, what? Hold on. And he was like, I want to hear you sing. Sing something. And so I sang Hosanna by Brooke Fraser. And he was like, wow, okay, you need to join our choir. And I just really had no idea. I was really nervous, honestly. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm really capable, like, you know, competing with, do I love to just sing around the house versus, okay, am I really capable of singing in front of people?
Of course.
It was kind of that, you know, conundrum of thought, and all of a sudden, it was like, no, I want to help you grow. And so I just really started joining the church choir, singing with them, started learning about harmonies and melodies and different sounds like that, and then eventually started leading worship. So it was amazing, that process.
We are talking with Lauren Daigle here on the road, and the album release of your first full-length label record is called How Can It Be? And the first track numerically on that album is called First, and it has tremendous things to say about our priorities as followers of Jesus. And as people are hearing that song right now across America, what was the heart behind it for you?
Oh, this is beautiful. I love this song so much because I was going through a time of anxiety when kind of during the writing process for this album, which was interesting because I'm not an anxious person at all. I'm pretty, like, goofy, carefree, go with the flow. And so I knew, uh-oh, something's not right here. Why do I feel anxious? And I was just putting so much pressure on myself to make sure that the songs were the right ones and that they were, because it was such a beautiful opportunity, I really just wanted to be such a good steward. But what the Lord started showing me was the passage Matthew 6 that says, look at the birds of the air, look at the lilies of the valley. They neither toil nor labor nor spin, yet right. Your heavenly Father provides all that they need.
Right.
By worrying can add a single hour into his life, but instead seek first the kingdom of God and all of these things will be added unto you. So in my time of anxiety, my moment of anxiety, I was able to see clearly, like, oh my goodness, I have taken on all of these external pressures and started looking through an earthly perspective, trying to please man and not staying focused on solely what the kingdom purposes are. And so he just reminded me in that moment, like, Lord, seek first my kingdom and all of these things will be added unto you. That doesn't mean that we have to just completely ignore man and their wishes, but that does mean that if we seek first his kingdom, he'll show us how to appropriately approach, you know, man's design and wishes as well. And so it creates this beautiful harmony between kingdom purposes and earthly perspective as well. And it was really just, it was a time where I was able to press in and lean on him as my provider for all things. So when we were in the 11th hour for these songs, you know, we had to get them done pretty quickly for recording's sake. And needless to say, I go in to write with one of my friends, and she looks at me and she says, okay, so what's on your heart right now? And I start telling her about First, and she said, well, that's amazing, because before you showed up, she was with another writer. She was like, we came up with a song title, but we wanted you to tell us what was on your heart before we told you the song title. And I was like, well, what's the song title? And she said, it's First. And I was like, wow, that's incredible that the passage that God gave me was Seek First the Kingdom. And then the song title that he gave her was First. So it was pretty incredible. We knew that it was a divine moment. So my heart for this song is that in the hustle and bustle, a lot of times we kind of drown ourselves in busyness and deadlines and, you know, all the pressures that come with workforce or family life, whatever it is, that in the midst of all of that, we would seek first his kingdom, and that the spirit of anxiety would just be broken off of people as they hear the words of this song.
Well, now we've heard the story, let's go ahead and hear the song. This is First from the album How Can It Be by Lauren Daigle.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you.
Daigle is with us. She's a chart-topping Christian music artist with a great story of faith and perseverance. We're hearing her heart, the heart behind that great music here on the road for Faith Radio. And I'm Ryan Thomas. Now, one of the things that really jumps off the page about your journey, Lauren, is these years that you spent at home during high school because you were dealing with a serious illness. How did that come into your life? How did that come to pass?
Yeah, absolutely. I was diagnosed with this illness called cytomegalovirus. And basically what it is, it's an autoimmune deficiency. So I was really susceptible to getting illnesses if I was out of the house. And also I was experiencing extreme fatigue. So basically I would sleep for about 14 hours a day or a night and then wake up with just enough energy to go to the sofa and lay on the sofa all day. And the Lord really, really met me in that season. I don't take that season for granted at all. I actually am so thankful that I was able to walk through something like that. Do I believe that God gave me the illness? No, but the Word says that He works all things out for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. So in that situation, He worked out the very best things that could have happened for me. And in that season, I was in high school, so I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do about college and where I wanted to go, if I even wanted to go to college, what it was. But, you know, I was being called to. And at the time, I was going to a college preparatory high school. So it was kind of like you go to the medical field once you graduate, you know, or you go get some sort of job like that.
Sure.
And so I started doubting what the Lord had put on my heart from a young age. When I was young, the Lord, you know, always pressed on me that I wanted to sing. I wanted to sing. People would ask, what do you want to do when you grow up? I'd say, oh, I want to sing. But as I started to get older, I started to think about, oh, well, what makes the most sense, you know, because of the way my surroundings were sculpting my mindset. And it was incredible. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But it was incredible how the Lord didn't let me fall under, but instead He used that season of being sick to remind me that that was also His purpose and His plan in my life as well. And so He started imparting vision to me during that time of just, it was amazing because I was laying on the bed, wasn't able to do anything, and I would get visions of touring and tour buses and being in and off out of stages and venues and interviews and charts. I mean, He showed me literally so much of it. And I would lay in bed and say, God, is this just me dreaming? Like, am I getting cabin fever? Or is this really what You're calling me to? And He would assure me and say, no, this is what I have in store. This is what I have in store. So it was beautiful because not only in that time did He awaken a dream in me, but He also didn't allow me to fall under to what the enemy had wanted to create in that time, you know,
right,
of loneliness, depression. God let me see the next season. He didn't allow me to remain stuck in that place. So it was really a beautiful time where I started to learn who God was as our comforter, who He is as our provider, and also how He was going to restore what the locusts had tried to eat.
Well said.
Yeah.
That's the voice of Lauren Daigle here on the road. And I know we want to let Lauren go in just a few moments. She's got another interview to get to on this extremely busy time here in her life. But I just wonder, as a 23-year-old, and are you 24 next week? Happy birthday, by the way.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Next Wednesday.
That's tremendous.
24.
That's tremendous. Well, I hope you have a lovely birthday. And I wonder,
thank you.
Do you ever take a moment to just kind of be astonished in a way by where God has brought you at the age of 23? You talked about the visions, but I can imagine that the success is something that would have been difficult to anticipate.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I really honestly, this is what has kind of been something that God's been talking to me about lately. There was a moment of all of this that I was completely overwhelmed being just on the road. It's creating an entirely new norm for yourself. And it was kind of difficult in the beginning. And so it was exciting, don't get me wrong. But after the excitement had kind of worn off and you realize, okay, this is work. This is reality. Okay, how do I make this the norm?
Sure.
I started saying, Lord, please, God, give me your strength during this time. Give me your strength during this time. I need your strength to learn how to navigate these roles and what it is that I'm out here for. And then slowly but surely, I started walking into this season of exponential joy and wonder with every single day. Every single day has become this awe and wonder of who God is and just the things that He's allowed us to be a part of, the simple joys. And so I started feeling a little bit guilty. I know this is ridiculous, but I started feeling a little bit guilty for just how much fun I was having. And just two nights ago, he reminded me, he said, Lauren, you asked for my strength during this season. Well, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So wow. Why would it surprise you that I inundated you with exponential amounts of joy? So honestly, I really am living in just awe of who he is. And if anybody listening in is needing the strength of the Father, just pray for his strength and then get excited about the joy that's going to come your way, because that's exactly what he does and that's exactly what he's done for me. And yes, I do. I live in the awe of each and every day, just about where he has brought me to. It's wow. Amazing.
Well, it's so fantastic to hear the heart behind your story. People can hear the joy. I know I can, just coming out of your voice. And also, can I just compliment you on your word usage? I heard you use the word inundate and conundrum and exponential. So a hearty salute on the vocab as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And as we say goodbye and let you go, if people want to keep up with your touring and your music, what's the easiest place to do that? And also to buy your record, of course.
Oh, you can go to laurendaigle.com to keep up with the touring. And if you want to purchase a record, they have a store on there, or they have an info, as well as iTunes. And my Instagram is Lauren_Daigle.
Perfect. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you so much. This has been such a pleasant interview. I've had fun.
Well, it's been a tremendous amount of fun for us as well. And as we say goodbye on this edition of On the Road, what better farewell could there be than to leave you with the title track of Lauren's latest CD, How Can It Be?
Ashamed of what I've done, what I've become. These hands are dirty. I dare not lift them up to the Holy One. You plead my cause. You ride my
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.